everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about everything. My name is Jordan Angel, the host of this podcast, which I hope you know by now. And today, we're going to be looking at something that I think at least most of us have had a little bit of experience with. And what is that? Well, you probably know by now that it is with toxic friends. Now, first off, what is a toxic friend exactly? I would deem them less of a friend and more of a foe. They tend to put you down and expect you to pick them up, or they drain the life right out of you for their own gain. Now, the reality is that not every friendship is as emotionally in-depth or supportive as the other. Some friendships are great at first and spiral downward slowly, while others take off like a firework and then explode into a mess of drama and not so friendly feelings towards one another. And there's also the friendships that are just right. Every friendship you'll ever make will come pre-packed with their own opinions, tendencies, and potential influence on yourself, which is why it's best to keep in mind the famous saying, we are who we surround ourselves with. You want to be surrounded by people who uplift you, people who care about you and your achievements, not narcissistic, sad bullies who pick on you when things don't really go out their way. Now, allow me to talk a little bit about my friend dilemma. Now, throughout my entire life, I would say up until now, I have struggled with the problem that is having toxic friends. Now, is it my fault that I keep gravitating towards people that are toxic? I wouldn't say so. I don't think it's really something anyone ever knows is going to happen, but I think I've just personally had a lot of bad luck with the friends that I've made in the past because, you know, I'll be honest, I've really cut loose a lot of those people in my life because they were just not good people that I wanted in my life. Now, allow me to talk a little bit about it. So, growing up, I've always kind of been a little bit of an anxious, shy person. And when I was around my friends, who I was obviously not so shy around, I kind of became the punching bag. It kind of felt like I was always the target for the jokes, and no one else really was. And I think this was kind of a problem that came out of me not really being able to stand up for myself. And I think really the biggest issue with a lot of these friend groups is that there is a need for a power struggle. You know, I think one of the biggest things that come out of, you know, toxic groups of friends is that there is just this power struggle. Like, if you're not able to stand up for yourself and somebody knows that you're not really going to speak up or confront they're bullying, let's say, or they're picking on you. Their tendencies that are gross. I think this power struggle develops where this person knows they can overpower you and they kind of just get really, they just take it in, you know? You go from a friend to kind of like a follower to this person. They kind of just pick on you and then this kind of spreads out to the other people that you're around. And that's kind of just what really happened to me. Because a lot of the time, it really came out of me not really being able to defend myself. And I think that over time with the friends that I were with, they just began to develop this really toxic behavior. Now, I don't in any way, shape, or form support that. And I think that if you or anyone you know is like that, you should cut them loose now, or you should confront them and stand up for yourself. Because first of all, you know, not talking about it to anyone and not confronting somebody about it is just honestly the first step towards this all spiraling downwards. Because it was definitely an issue that I had often with a lot of the people I knew, because I was just afraid to call them out, essentially. Call them out on their bull, you know? Like, it's not, you can't call someone a friend when they pick on you all the time. I get people make jokes with each other, and that's fine. But like, if everyone is not on board with the jokes that are being said, then it's no longer a joke. It's just offensive and it's one-sided. So if you have friends that are like, dude, I'm just joking, or I'm just kidding around, you just say, I don't care. Like, I am not okay with this, and you know, you need to stop. Because it really is a two-way street, guys, and if it becomes a one-way street and you let the other person take control, it's not really going to work out very well. Now, there are people out there that are good people, people who care. It doesn't matter if you're shy or you confront people or what. There are people who accept you for who you are, and they won't turn into, you know, this toxic person. But unfortunately, it's hard to come by with nice people these days. I mean, like, they're out there for sure, but they're kind of hard to find because apparently there's a lot of not so great people out there, and there's a lot of people that are very selfish and self-absorbed and don't really care about you as much as you think that they care about you. Now, I get that everybody has their problems and everybody has their own thing going on, but I really think that there are signs that really kind of should be picked up and noticed if you feel that you're essentially dealing with potential toxic friends. And I have a list here that I want to bring to your attention. So it is good to keep in mind that these are not definite results to having a toxic friendship. You know, I really think that if you feel off about the friends that you have, I think it's good to be aware of these, of this list. But without any further ado, I'm going to just get right into it. So the first thing I have here is you're giving more than you're getting. Are you reaching out more? Are you doing more for this friend? Are you being there for this person, but they're not returning really any of that at all? You know, whether it be through texting, communication, favors, I mean, I don't know. The list could really go on. But I think that it's pretty easy to know if you feel like you've been doing a lot more for somebody than they have for you. Now, the next thing I have here is you don't really enjoy spending time with them. Now, I mean, would you really call somebody a friend if you didn't like being around them? I don't know. I think that if you're not really enjoying your time with someone, but they were your friend, I think it's something worth talking about, and I think that's something that not a lot of people are comfortable with doing, and it is a little, like, it is hard, right? Like, there's no denying calling out somebody or even just pulling them to the side and say, listen, we need to talk. I mean, nobody really likes to do that, but you really do have to confront the issue, or it just festers. It gets worse, and I think that if you're not enjoying your time with somebody, you need to make a decision. You either need to stop hanging out with them, or you need to talk to them, and you need to figure out the problem. The next thing I have here is you don't like yourself when you're with them. Now, this can really stem from a lot of different things, but if you're hanging out with people and you're not feeling good about yourself because of things that they're saying or doing, or they're just in no way, shape, or form supportive, then again, I really think you should become a lot more self-aware of the situation and reflect. Reflect on yourself. Are these really my friends? Are these people who really care about me? Or are these people I'm just wasting my time with? Because everybody has their own definition of friends, right? Friendship is definitely, it's different for everybody. I personally cannot call someone a friend if they're really not in my life. If they do not communicate with me in any way, shape, or form, they're not supportive, they're just not really there. And some might call that harsh, but to me, you know, like, what is the point of calling you a friend if you're not there for me? Like, you can be a friendly acquaintance, but that really is all I can call you, because a friend needs to be in my life. You know, a friend doesn't need to be in my life often or anything, but, like, if you're never around, if you don't talk ever to me, or, like, I talk to you and you don't talk back a whole lot, or it's just, like, a dead conversation immediately, I mean, that's not a good sign, right? And it's not to say that I can't have friends that I don't talk with for a while, because, you know, there is always that couple of friends that are like that. But it is really hard to call someone a friend if you just have stopped communication. It's been months at a time. You haven't heard from each other for a very long time. You know, it really starts to get a little weird then, because you might still be friendly towards each other. There's no, you know, there's nothing about that. But I really think communication and connection is important to maintain a friendship. I think a friendship requires that maintenance. It requires that connection, because when you're not keeping in touch, when you're not seeing each other, it's just like, I mean, you're both kind of grow apart. Usually that's what happens. You both just kind of go on different paths and you both kind of stop talking to each other and you're not really involved with each other anymore. I don't know. I find it hard to call someone a friend when it develops into that, you know, and I think that you can become friends again with somebody. You can become best friends. It's just, to me, friendship is about the connection and the communication, and it can go back and forth. It really can. But with that being said, if you don't, and that is my opinion, of course, but if you don't like yourself when you're with them, I think you need to self-reflect and ask those questions. So the next thing here is, and excuse my language, they talk shit about you, and you know they talk shit about you. Now, good friends don't do this at all. You know, I actually found out not too long ago that people that I thought were my friends have been talking trash behind my back. They've been lying about me. They've been talking to each other, and they've been essentially just developing a huge, strong, negative outlook on me without even really talking to me about it. They just kind of all fester around one person. This person talks shit, and then they all just take it in. They just believe it for what it is without hearing the other side. And this is something that is so common. And I'm not shocked by the people who I was told that were doing this, because to be quite honest, I already knew they were toxic people to begin with, and I don't really associate with them. And if they're listening to this podcast right now, which they very well might be, I think you know who you are. And I'm saying that right now because I don't think a lot of people seem to realize that being toxic and, you know, being a not so great person, that can get passed around. It can. And unfortunately for you, if you've been talking shit behind my back, you're not really going to be a part of my life anymore. And you know what? I hope the best for you, but to be quite honest, I just don't want to associate with anyone that's like that. And I really recommend for anybody listening to this podcast that you do the same, because it's not about me being negative here. It's not about me saying, oh, you're talking shit about me, so get out of my life. It's literally just, I don't want you in my life. I don't want somebody in my life that's going to do this, because I have gone down this road many, many times with many, many different people, and it's just very unfortunate. Now, I'm not here talking and praising myself like I'm some sort of angel here, because of course I've messed up before. I've talked negative before, and it's something you need to work on. And it's definitely something I've never intended to do, but people change. And that change is something that I think everybody has the ability to do. And with that being said, you know, there is no grudge here towards anybody that has talked negative about me. I just really do hope the best for you. And until that proof is shown that you've changed, I just don't have time for that. So that's really all I have to say. But for the people, again, that talk shit about you, and you know they talk shit about you, I think it's time that you really ask yourself some serious questions. I mean, are these people you really want to be associated with, knowing that they are not supporting you? They are literally just talking absolute trash. They're just totally just ruining your image to not only themselves, but others. But it's also probably just a factor of things that are not true at all. And it just relates back to the person just not liking you because they don't like themselves. So that's all I really have to say about that, but allow me to continue. Now, the next thing I have here is, do you find yourself in competition with their other best friends? Now, I wouldn't say other best friends, I would just say friends in general, but have you ever hung out with your friend's friends, right? Like, you were with your friend and asks their friends to join, and you kind of just feel like you're not a part of the group. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. I mean, sometimes it's just a mistake. Sometimes, you know, you or whoever is just not really saying a whole lot, or their attention has been diverged. But I think that, you know, when you're with a group of people and you just feel like you're not a part of it, or you feel like you're competing to get some time in, you're doing your very best to literally be a part of that group, and it just seems like there's this constant force pushing you back, you know, I think that's a possible sign that there's just some sort of weird, you know, imbalance that's going on here. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're with toxic people, but I really think that if you're kind of being disregarded within a group, I mean, I don't know. It really depends on the situation, and every situation's different. But I would definitely say that it could be a sign of something. But I don't want to dwell too much into that. I do want to say, though, that if it is something you feel is happening when you're with your friend's friends and you're all together and you feel a little neglected in a sense, talk about it. You definitely need to confront these issues. You can't just let them slide and just hope for the best. I think that's something a lot of people have a problem with, is they just kind of hope things will change, but they don't. And I think that, you know, that's the definition of madness, is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for results when nothing will change. Nothing will change because you're not doing anything. So I really think you need to confront the issue. If you really truly care, and the list that I've read so far is kind of speaking to you, I think if you really don't want to lose these people in your life, these friends, you definitely need to talk to them about it. But otherwise, allow me to keep going here. So do you find that there's an imbalance in talk time with all of your friends? So when you're with somebody or with friends in general, do you find like you can't get your talk time in? Do you find that people talk over you? Do you find that when you're having your turn to speak, you're disregarded? Do you find people just aren't listening? Now, this is a little pet peeve of mine, and it's happened a lot growing up, for sure, and it's very annoying. And to be quite honest, it kind of got to the point where I started looking like an asshole, because I'd be like, hey, Like, none of you are listening while I'm talking, and it sounds really, it does sound kind of bad. But I mean, like, how else can you really, how else can you confront that situation? Like, if you're hanging with friends and nobody's letting you talk, nobody's giving a shit, I mean, how else can you confront that without, you know, just letting it slide? Because if you're not being taken seriously, if your opinion isn't being, you know, if it's not even given a chance, if you're not even given a chance to speak up or say anything, I mean, what is that? That's just not cool. You know, you got to share your time with your friends, and you got to, you know, when you're together, you're together as one group. You cannot have this 3/4 of a group and the other one is just left out or not really cared for. That's just toxic, you know? And I think a lot of you can see how that's toxic. You know, when you're with people and there's just this weird divide in the group and it's not even a big group, I just think that's not great. There's something wrong. There's an imbalance here. And again, if you're not being listened to, and this happens often, I think it's worth calling out. Because again, it goes back to you need to confront the issue or it's not really going to change. So the next thing I have here is the stress. Now, the stress starts to settle into your body. Do you find that, you know, with the friends that you're with that might be stressing you out, might be toxic, that you just don't feel that great when you're with them and afterwards? Like, do you feel that these people that are in your life, they just don't, like, you just don't feel good? I think this is a really big step towards self-awareness for this one, because it's a very hard thing to know for sure, because there are a lot of things that we do in life that causes us stress, right? Doesn't necessarily mean it's always our friends, but I think it's definitely worth looking inwards and asking yourself, you know, are there people in my life that are making me stressed out? Are there people in my life that don't make me happy, that I don't look forward to seeing, that are making me feel terrible? And I think that if you feel that there is somebody in your life or people, that this could definitely be one of those things. I think that, you know, when you hang out with people and you're not enjoying your time, you know, they talk shit about you, you don't feel great when you're around them. I mean, all the things that I've already listed out to you, I think are worth taking into consideration here for this one, because it stress can really solidify into your body and it can cause long-term damage. I mean, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're stressed, if you don't ever feel great and it's just affecting you even outside of hanging out with people, I think it's worth looking at the friends that you have and truly looking at who you think is a good friend and who just kind of isn't. So with that being said, I have one last thing here. And I do want to say none of these are in consecutive order. They can all, you know, they can be any of these things or one of these things or whatever. But the last thing I wrote here is your friend blurts out criticisms with self-righteous attitudes. Now, what does this mean? This pretty much means that your friend, quote-unquote, is just criticizing you and talking to you as if you're wrong and they have all the answers. And I think that's not really, that's never good, because again, you want to be on equal ground with your friends. So if you got a friend that's talking to you like you know nothing and they know everything, I think that's just a problem. That's a sign of narcissism. You know, it's a sign of, it's a power struggle sign. It's a sign that they think that they're overpowering you. You know, I think that connection needs to be shared. I think if you're having problems in life and you've got a friend that's constantly telling you what you should do and not really considering how you feel about it, that's a problem. That's a sign of a toxic friend. And, you know, if you're somebody that does this, I think it'd be worth your time to realize you're doing this. Because if you wouldn't want to do something that you'd want done to you back, right? So if you're doing stuff that you don't want done to you back, I would really recommend that you start asking yourself why you do these things and probably stop doing them, because it's going to come back, it's going to bite you in the ass, and you're going to regret it. But with that being said, guys, I just want to say that I hope these tips were helpful. Now listen, toxic friends are something we've all dealt with, and I know that it's not easy to actually kind of analyze your friends and start kind of labeling who's toxic and who's not. But you got to remember, you know, the friends that you have in your life are there for a reason, right? Everybody needs friends. But it's really hard to tell who's a good friend and who's not so great of a friend. And I know that a lot of people don't want to be lonely, and I understand that. But I really don't think it is healthy to be around people that don't support you, that are not there for you, that, you know, just really don't show the true signs of friendship. And there is a great saying that has proven a lot to me and will probably prove a lot to you if it hasn't already. And that is that in your darkest times, that is when you will truly know who is your friend and who is not. But with that being said, guys, I hope this episode of the podcast was helpful. If you do enjoy this podcast, guys, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at LGP Podcast. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the Let's Get Personal podcast. I hope for everyone out there listening, you enjoy this podcast, and be sure to rate us on Apple and Stitcher. Subscribe to us and be sure to listen for more. All right, everybody, until next time, have a great day. See ya.